a Supreme Court ruling and its potential effect on commerce on tribal lands. From Marketplace in Los Angeles, I'm Nova Safo, and for David Brancaccio. Last week, the Supreme Court ruled that states do have some authority on tribal lands. In a 5-4 ruling, justices said states can prosecute certain crimes that occur on reservations. Before that, only federal or tribal governments had jurisdiction. The ruling changes centuries of tribal law. Conservative Justice Neil Gorsuch joined the court's three liberals in dissent and wrote that the decision allows states to intrude on tribal sovereignty. As Marketplace's Savannah Marr reports, that ruling also raises questions for businesses operating on reservations.
American courts have long recognized tribes as sovereign nations, entirely separate from the states they share borders with, until last week, when the Supreme Court upended that assumption.
It says point blank in the majority opinion that Indian country is part of the state.
Stacey Leeds is a law professor at Arizona State University. She says this is a major shift for non-natives doing business on tribal land, whether they're running a grocery store or an oil field. Now, for the first time,
it seems that state law would follow that person wherever they go within that state, including on an Indian reservation.
And the decision signals that the court could be willing to expand states' civil jurisdiction in Indian country, says Maggie Blackhawk at the NYU School of Law. She suspects that's what the state of Oklahoma, which brought this case, is angling for.
What it really wants is clear civil jurisdiction over tax revenues and mineral rights.
Blackhawk says that uncertainty is bad for commerce in Indian country. I'm Savannah Marr for Marketplace.
The Atlanta Federal Reserve Bank has a closely watched forecast that estimates the health of the nation's economy. It's called the GDP Now forecast. Well, it's estimating that gross domestic product for the second quarter, which ended along with June, contracted at a rate of -2.1%. If that estimate holds, it will be the second consecutive quarter of negative growth, otherwise known as a technical recession. That possibility is looking more likely after the Commerce Department's report last week that consumer spending, which powers the economy, declined in May if you account for inflation. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman has more on that.
Consumer sentiment is down in the dumps, and personal financial anxieties are mounting, driven by persistently rising prices, interest, and mortgage rates. That's leaving consumers ever more worried about covering their basic monthly expenses. So they're cutting discretionary spending, delaying or canceling big-ticket purchases like homes, cars, and appliances. More people are dipping into savings or charging up their credit cards to make ends meet. Mark Cohen directs retail studies at Columbia Business School.
We're spoiled because we haven't seen explosive inflation in quite a few decades. Many, many Americans are young enough not to have any experience with this.
He says as consumers adapt to higher inflation, they'll keep pulling back their spending accordingly. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
Let's do the numbers. Wall Street is closed in observance of the Independence Day holiday. Overseas, the FTSE in London is up 1%. The DAX in Germany is up about 0.5%. And the CAC index in France is also up 1%.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
Next week, we'll get the latest measure of inflation, the Consumer Price Index for June. As it stands, the inflation rate is at 8.6%. But here's some perspective for you. It could be worse. In Britain, inflation has risen above 9%, and that's stirring up yet again the debate over Brexit. Opponents of Britain's departure from the European Union say it's time to reconsider. From London, Marketplace's Stephen Beard reports.
Richard Hewison, head of the small Rejoin the EU party, believes the argument in favour of reversing Brexit is going his way.
We see consistent polling at the moment showing a constant majority saying we should rejoin the EU. And so I think things can only accelerate in that direction.
Thanks to the cost of living crisis, which, he says, has been exacerbated by the sharp fall in the British pound following the vote for Brexit. It's made imports into the UK more expensive. He claims the remedy is obvious.
Sterling would gain dramatically against other currencies if we were to rejoin the EU. That, of course, would take a lot of pressure off the cost of living crisis as the inputs into the system drop in price.
But another EU supporter, Professor Peter Holmes of the UK Trade Policy Observatory, doesn't expect a referendum rerun soon. He says the opinion poll majorities in favour of rejoining are just too narrow. However, he certainly hasn't given up hope of a return to the European fold.
There are some intermediate steps towards eventually rejoining the EU.
He points to a provision in the UK's exit deal which allows a five-yearly review in order to harmonise specific sets of regulations.
As a way to reduce the bureaucratic burdens.
Bit by bit, he says the UK could edge its way back into closer economic proximity with its largest trading partner. But Brexiteers, like Professor Patrick Minford of the Cardiff Business School, vigorously oppose the UK being drawn back into the EU's regulatory orbit.
The whole basis of the Brexit vote was to get back to self-governance. That was really what Brexit was all about.
And he denies that the cost of living crisis has anything to do with Brexit.
It's all to do with the particular way in which COVID hit economies and was responded to.
The OECD has forecast that Britain will have zero growth next year, the worst performance for a developed country. Rejoiners blame Brexit, but the Brexiteers say, stay tuned, another debt crisis is looming in the Eurozone. We're much better off outside the bloc. In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
And I'm Nova Safo with a Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.